Cut One. Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. It's hard to believe Faith Hill has been in country music for over 20 years. But it's true. January 13th, 1996, she was at number one with It Matters to Me, her third single to do that.
When we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like we're even in love.
And if you recall the CMA Awards 50th anniversary theme song, Forever Country, she was a part of that.
To bring some of the most iconic songs together is kind of like a, I guess you would call it like a mashup with all of these artists. And the idea was such a great idea. Once I heard the song all put together, the three songs put together, it did make me cry.
With Faith Hill, I'm Bill Cody, and that's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Cut two.
Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. January 20th, 1993, Martina McBride records Independence Day that would become a signature song, a fan favorite for her. Martina is sure to include Independence Day on every set list, but are there ever any songs that she thinks she can skip?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, sometimes I'll see a song on the set list and think, what have I done? Can we just skip this one? But usually, the only time I kind of skip a song is if I feel like it's a new song that I feel like I'm going to forget the words or I don't feel quite confident with the lyric yet.
Now, if that happens, do you point it out to the audience?
Usually, I do. It depends on how bad it is. If I think it's something that kind of slipped by without most people noticing, I don't bring it up. But there's been times when I've just completely lost track. Like, I have no idea what comes next. And those are on YouTube. You can look them up.
Go ahead. Look it up. With Martina McBride, I'm Bill Cody, and that's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Cut three.
No, here is to love here, just to
welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. January 17th, 1978. Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris announced that they would be recording an album together, The Trio Project. But oddly enough, the original Trio album would not be released until 1987, 9 years after this announcement. In addition to scheduling conflicts, one of the biggest reasons for the delay was due to the fact that all three were signed to different record labels. Once the album was recorded and released, it was number one on the country albums chart, 2 Grammys, 4 top 10 songs, including their version of To Know Him Is to Love Him, which hit number one. The trio would wait 12 years before releasing the follow-up, Trio 2. I'm Bill Cody, and that's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.